From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into three groups of three. The first set, love, joy, peace, have to do with the Christian's relationship to God. This week, Dr. Cairns has come to the second group, which includes long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. These involve the believer's relationship with others. The focus of this week's message is on long-suffering. It is God's intention that His children be Christ-like in every aspect of life, including their treatment of others. Dr. Cairns began this message by defining long-suffering according to its use in the Scriptures. As we've seen, the literal rendering of the word means long-temper, as opposed to short-temper, something with which we are all too familiar. In the context, long-suffering has to do with patience in regard to people, especially provocative people. This is not a natural disposition. Rather, it is a grace produced in the Christian by the Holy Spirit. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Unfailing Watch. The text is Psalm 121 and verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Jehovah is the keeper of Israel. No form of unconsciousness ever steals over him, neither the deeper slumber nor the slighter sleep. He never fails to watch the house and the heart of his people. This is a sufficient reason for our resting in perfect peace. Alexander said that he slept because his friend Parmenio watched. Much more may we sleep because our God is our guard. Behold is here set up to call our attention to the cheering truth. Israel, when he had a stone for his pillow, fell asleep. But his God was awake and came in vision to his servant. When we lie defenseless, Jehovah himself will cover our head. The Lord keeps his people as a rich man keeps his treasure, as a captain keeps a city with a garrison, as a sentry keeps watch over his sovereign. None can harm those who are in such keeping. Let me put my soul into his dear hands. He never forgets us, never ceases actively to care for us, never finds himself unable to preserve us. O my Lord, keep me, lest I wander and fall and perish. Keep me, that I may keep thy commandments. By thine unslumbering care, prevent my sleeping like the sluggard, and perishing like those who sleep the sleep of death.
Sinful men, torn and beaten men, nailed to a cross of woe.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. for a Christian, for one who is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, it is always a fundamental question. What would Jesus do? It's always a fundamental question. And we must always get back to the Bible. And we must look in Scripture and see, how Christ-like are we, or aren't we, in our dealings with other people? Now today we start with the first of these three words. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. What I'll try to show you today is very simple. That it is the work of the Holy Spirit in a believer to make him patient, so that he will not be easily or quickly provoked to passion or intemperate action, but especially not provoked quickly or easily to the passion of anger. That's what this word is telling us. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. Now, I want to be as simple as it's possible to be today, for this is a very simple text. There are three things that we must do. First, we must define the term. And then we must see how the Holy Ghost produces this grace in a believer. And then, in the light of all that, we must examine ourselves. Now first, let's start at the beginning. We must define the term. The Greek word that's translated long-suffering is a very simple word. It simply means long temper. Now what is that? Well, we don't have the word, the expression long temper in English. But we are all very much aware of the description of a person who has a short temper. We all know that. And this word is the exact opposite of short temper. The fruit of the Spirit is long temper. That's what the text says. It describes a person who is not given to sudden, blazing anger. The proper English word for this would not really be long-suffering. It's a word that has come into the language and it's the best we have now. But the proper English word for this would be the word longanimity. Now, you never heard of that word. For the very good reason it doesn't exist in English. When the Roman Catholic translators of the Reims version came to this text, this was one of the few improvements they made in the current English versions. They tried the word longanimity. And probably because it was introduced in a Roman Catholic version, it never took off in English. For the rest of their version, it was not in any way comparable to the versions already available. And that, again, would have prejudiced people against it. So the word longanimity never took off. Whereas, for example, the word magnanimity became a very popular English word for a big-hearted, generous attitude. That's magnanimity. Well, the word here is longanimity. Long temper. Archbishop Trench, whose work on the words of the New Testament is the standard for all the others, says that it means a long holding out of the mind before it gives in to passion or action, and generally to passion. So what is this term? It is patience. But hold a second, do we not find this word long-suffering and the word patience together in certain texts? Well, we do. So what's the difference? The word that is usually translated patience, this is sometimes translated patience as well, but the word that is usually translated patience, I think, describes the Christian humbly. enduring difficult circumstances. He is under the pressure of things. And the word that's usually translated patience simply means a remaining under. It is a humble submission to God whereby he remains under the pressure of those things without losing his faith and joy in the Lord. But this word is a patience with regard to people rather than to things. This word is particularly a patience under provocation from difficult or injurious people. We all know that kind of person. We have all met them in every walk of life. And it comes as a shock sometimes when you come into the church and you find them right there in the church. They are provocative people. They're people who are difficult to get along with. They're people who are constantly injuring by their tongue or by their actions. This is the meaning of the word. Patience under pressure from provocative people. John Chrysostom, the early Greek preacher, added an idea that I think is in many instances true, though it's not absolutely true of the word. For Hebrews 12 would make it clear that it couldn't be taken absolutely. But he says, and being a Greek speaker himself, I think he knew quite well how the word was used in common usage. He said, this word means forbearance toward people who are provoking you, especially when you have the means and the opportunity to take vengeance upon them. Now this is the term, long-suffering, long-temper. The Apostle Paul gives us an inspired definition of it in Ephesians chapter 4, the first two verses. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. That's it. That's exactly the definition of long-suffering. Forbearing one another in love. Now, according to our text, this long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. In other words, this is a Christian grace that is being described here. What John Brown, the Scottish theologian, called a disposition and a habit that grows out of the Holy Spirit's indwelling and ongoing operation in the believer. Because the Holy Ghost indwells us, because he is constantly working his sanctifying grace in us. This is what he produces. This is the disposition and the habit. This is the usual state of mind and heart that he produces. Now, I want to emphasize something. This is a grace. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It is not the description of a natural disposition. We all know some people who are better natured than others. You've heard that said of people. He's a very good natured fellow. It's usually me they're talking about then. He's very good natured. All the students know that. I'm the kindest lecturer they ever had. Over here in America, you have a description of a person that I suppose has now invaded England, but until American television hit there, we never heard of it. He's very laid back. Now that's not the disposition that's being discussed or described here. Sometimes a person is laid back, therefore seems very good-natured, and his attitude arises from lassitude, it arises from sometimes disinterest, really, I don't care about those things, or it may arise from timidity. What Paul is saying here is that all of us, whatever our natural bent or disposition, we should all be long-suffering because of the concerns that the Holy Ghost is working within our heart. The Holy Spirit gives us certain concerns. He gives us certain interests. He works certain things into the heart of a believer that become more important to that person than anything else in the world. Especially, he works the gospel into a believer. In the light of that, Paul says, the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. Now, the Bible has many clear statements of duty here. I really don't want to take time because it would be like taking a concordance and going through the few texts that give us commands on this matter. Take the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. We are told, verse 10 and 11, walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You can't walk worthy of the Lord unless you're walking with long-suffering. Chapter 3, verse 12 of Colossians. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Again, you'll notice these are the things that belong to the people who are God's elect, who are God's beloved, who are God's sanctified or holy people. Long-suffering. Hebrews 6:12 tells us that we are to be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience, or through long-suffering, inherit the promises. James tells us in chapter 1, verse 19, we are to be slow to wrath. The word again is long-suffering. In chapter 5, verse 10, he tells us to take the prophets as an example of those who show us long-suffering. The word is patience in the AV, but it's long-suffering. Now, these are the things that God is commanding. And he highly prizes this exercise.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.